Headline, Bitcoin up, MicroStrategy down over past 30 days. Published at 7:45 p.m. UTC. January 6, 2025. MicroStrategy, MSTR, traders returned from their holiday break to disappointing returns on their leveraged Bitcoin, BTC stock. Over the past month, BTC has rallied 3%, while MicroStrategy has declined 12%. This is despite founder Michael Saylor's boasts of a 74.3% Bitcoin yield for shareholders on a dilution-adjusted basis for the 2024 fiscal year. This includes his recent addition of 1,070 Bitcoin to the company's stack. As MicroStrategy's tiny software business has declined to a de minimis portion of its market capitalization, investors value the firm based almost entirely on its BTC holdings. As of publication time, the company holds $45 billion worth of BTC, but its market cap is $88 billion, 93% higher. Investors call this 1.93x multiplier MicroStrategy's net asset value premium, NAV multiple, or simply MNAV. Despite the generous premium, this multiple has been declining since November 20th. In part, the company recently increased the number of authorized shares of Class A common stock from 330 million to an eye-watering 10.3 billion. Although the stock dipped slightly on that drastic expansion of supply, investors believe that the dilution will mostly be used to purchase BTC for the benefit of shareholders. Subheading MicroStrategy's Bitcoin gobbling shareholder dilution, fighting back against what would otherwise be viewed as negative reports of dilutive share offerings, MicroStrategy bulls are casting the play as a way for Saylor to leverage corporate paper to increase BTC holdings per share. For example, one narrative about corporate bond traders' desire for volatility supposes that MicroStrategy can justify a persistent premium to its BTC holdings. Some bullish investors think MicroStrategy's premium can regain or exceed its 3.4x high. Some hyper-bullish traders even think that this MNAV can somehow rally to double digits. In any event, the company has announced a variety of corporate paper products to buy BTC on leverage, including this week's $2 billion of newly announced perpetual preferred stock that will offer senior privileges to existing Class A common stock. Still, the company is trading 34% below its all-time high. Over the holiday, Saylor spent an extravagant sum to throw a New Year's Eve gala at his estate in Miami Beach, hosting hundreds of attendees across several yachts and houses. His 100K party ironically peaked while BTC was trading below $94,000 during his midnight fireworks show. Despite this, partygoers expressed no less confidence in Saylor across multiple YouTube and X Spaces live streams. In a Securities and Exchange Commission filing this week, Saylor admitted that he bought his latest round of 1,070 Bitcoin on December 30th and 31st. Despite this effort, he was unfortunately not able to bid up the currency's price to $100,000 by the time his guests arrived. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.